When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't be too hard on yourself. You can't help being a douchebag.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to create her very own pigeon farm, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
I'm a bird lady. Yeah.
You are a bird lady.
Yes. Oh, just like Home Alone 2.
That's right.
That was so sweet.
It was. The little pigeon lady.
We had somebody win our costume contest here at Hubbard with that outfit.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, man, I love it. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy. And
good morning, Don McClain.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. It's Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Sit back, relax. We got a lot of these today. Welcome to Electronic Greeting Card Day, Great American Smokeout Day, Homemade Bread Day, International Guinness World Records Day, International Happy Goose Day, International Students Day, Baklava Day, Butter Day, Farm Joke Day, Rural Health Day, Take a Hike Day, Unfriend Someone Day, Social Enterprise Day, Little Mermaid Day, Use Less Stuff Day, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day, World Peace Day, Philosophy Day, World Prematurity Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee?
Alexis Thompson, how the hell is your coffee this
morning? I got a special drink this morning.
You did?
What is it? It's a caramel brulee latte.
Yes.
And it is almost gone. I thought, I'm just going to have one sip in the car. Mm-hmm. I almost chugged the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm used to just having black coffee, which is, you know, that's my normal go-to. But I thought, oh, getting something special today. And got the red cup.
Did you, the recyclable
one? Did you get one?
I've gotten one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have one in my car, I should say, yeah. Yeah.
It's weird. I didn't realize they don't fill your beverage. They don't fill the cup with your beverage.
No, they just give it to you.
You get it separate. So, so I got a separate cup. So there you go.
Saving the earth.
I mean, Don but McClain? Is it really, though, if they give
No, it's not really. No,
you know,
it's not.
Oh, yeah, that defeats the purpose.
Right.
Will they next time put your coffee? Okay, that's just the first time.
Yeah, and it's cheaper.
After, right.
Oh. Cheaper.
Yeah, you save a little bit of money. They give you a little discount when you use their little red cup. Yeah.
It does look smaller than a grande, but...
It's tiny.
I think it's a tall, Lex. I think it's supposed to be a tall.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, either way. Yeah. This is very good.
How's your tea?
Oh, it's good. It's, you know, I'm all about the temperature being correct. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's not really sweet, but it's great. Oh. And is it premature day, like as in babies?
Prematurity day, yes.
Oh, see, my aunt, niece just had a premature baby this week, so we are really pulling for him. He's 3 pounds, 3 ounces right now.
Oh,
yeah.
He's lost his weight
because he was 313, and that's usual. That's what
happens. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pulling for you.
Yeah, he had to be airlifted away because they live on a ranch in Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if you're out of Wyoming,
they didn't have a
probably
NICU.
Like two hospitals.
Yeah, it was wood paneling when they sent the picture of her holding her little baby. I was like, oh, shoot.
Ooh, it's like, did you go to the vet? What's going on? Uh-oh, it's the same place.
Right, the horses are probably well taken care of at the ranch. Oh,
did you go to Blue Pearl?
Yeah. Jason, how's your coffee? Sorry to derail the conversation.
No. Mine is absolutely sensational. Poor Angela. Pylon Angela, she gets a yearly thing, I guess, and she got on the intercom. She got on the intercom and she goes, "Welcome to Starbucks. Can I take your order, please?" It's like, who the hell is this? and it was Pylon Angela. She sounded like Brenda Vaccaro. And
she's sick.
Oh. I said, oh, she goes, you're going to talk about this on the show, aren't you? I go, Angela, I talk about you almost every day. Of course I'm going to. Yeah. And I said, you sound real cool. I said, talk to me more. I said, just because she sound, it was real. I go, Angela, this could work to your advantage, girl, because you sound real. You sound real like luscious.
Sexy. But,
yeah, sexy. Anyway, so cheers, everybody. Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers. Mm. It's been a rough road. There's so much stuff going around. It's just...
Are you still under the weather?
Oh, well, I mean, it's been like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
She was feeling real poorly yesterday. It just hit her. And
you were?
After the show.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I need to go. But, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, it kind of comes and goes in waves. You know, I got a kid in daycare, so, you know, he's in a new class again. So things just, the germs are flying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But you can still work. You know, it's like that sickness where you're like, I feel better than I sound. But then some days it's different. But either way, you know, you can still work, you know.
I wonder if I gave you, I mean, or you could just be sick because you spent a little time with me this week. We did spend a couple hours together.
Break bread, finally, yeah.
We did break bread. I could have given you something.
Or noodles.
You didn't kiss or anything, but yeah.
Oh, God.
None
of that.
No canoodling.
But you wrote on the sheet, though, in between the sicknesses.
Yeah.
You are Thanksgiving ready.
Yes!
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're hosting this year, right?
I am hosting. Today's supposed to be frigid. Saw the forecast and thought, you know what? I've got to just go and bite the bullet. So I took a nice long nap after the show, and I was feeling much better. I think it's just a combo of all the things. But I thought, okay, I got to get out. I have to go get these groceries because I have a list. You know, my mom makes things from scratch. So I'm going to be her sous chef, and part of my job was to get all the ingredients.
Yeah.
So I went to Cub Foods, which shout out to Cub. I love how they do this. You walk past the produce and there's a whole section of just like Thanksgiving goodness.
Yes.
So I got basically everything I needed right in that area. And it's usually marked down, you know, it's specials for Thanksgiving, all the cream of mushroom and the green beans and the stuffing or ingredients that you need. She does make that from scratch, so I didn't need that. But they had a whole bunch of different things just right there.
Yeah, on one table. You're like, whoa.
Yes, it was championship. So, I'm feeling much better about everything.
Oh, good.
And it's done. And wow.
And you didn't have to walk around a lot.
No. And it was great because I got my staples there. And then, you know, you go and get your special stuff other places. You know, I got my pies from the Pine Tree Apple Orchard. You get, you know, different things here and there. Lens and Byerly's has things that, you know, you want to get that are special. And so it's going to be great. It was also an excuse to just get whatever the heck I wanted. I was like, I need to pack the fridge with beverages. So I was like, I need variety. I got Fresca.
Fresca. Yes, Fresca.
I was like, maybe someone wants some Fresca.
Yeah.
That would be great. I got some Gatorades, you know, just in case anybody else is feeling like I was. I got a bunch of pop, just different varieties, some Fanta. I thought, let's get special. Yeah, Fanta? I got some ginger ale. As mixers and stuff, you know, and just in general.
Of course you did.
You know, said some cherry Coke, things like that. So that was really fun. And buying snacks, you know, it's like my favorite thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no holding back. So I'm like, my brother loves that Smart Food popcorn, you know, the white cheddar one.
Yeah.
It's like, load up. Got a whole bunch of bags of chips and just, it's just really fun to look into your pantry and go, wow.
All going to be gone in a week.
Exactly. And I had no self-control.
You were by yourself? Wild.
Yes, I did. And, you know, we're going to have big breakfasts in the morning, so I got a bunch of stuff for that. You know, we've got meat eaters and non-meat eaters, so you got to get the special sausages for everybody.
Okay, because your mom is coming. Your parents are coming.
Yes.
So you have to plan for multiple meals, not just the meal.
Exactly. Yep. So I got pasta, just thinking about things that are coming up. And if I saw and I liked it, I just got it.
Yes, you should. You are ready.
Which is so funny to say, because normally I'm not into grocery shopping at all. But luckily, Angel loves to do it, so that's great. But it did feel just fun, just going, wow, I'm actually
enjoying this.
Enjoying this and getting ready for company, which feels
a little
really
bit
fun.
Company's coming.
And this is big for you.
It is.
Because we are procrastinators, and you would normally shop the night before Thanksgiving.
That's right, because you know what I'm going to be doing tonight, right?
No, what?
Speaking of procrastination.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow is Friday, and it's my forced movie review day.
You didn't watch it yet?
Have I watched that yet?
No, of course you. Why did I even ask
to the no.
Hell no. Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, guys.
What?
I have my Cracker Barrel top on.
Oh, is that your Cracker Barrel blouse?
Oh,
we got to take a picture so we can post it
that's
here. Hold
so
on a minute.
Cute.
Lex, post. Everybody smile. That was great radio. Anyway, we'll send that to Q.
Yeah.
Q, get that up, everybody. My Talk 107.1 on the socials.
That is really cute, Alexis.
That is cute. Yeah, I now know why you would buy that.
Yeah, well, it was around 4th of July, because remember when I went to the Carolinas for the dog fundraiser and my girlfriends and everybody.
Oh,
We went to Cracker Barrel, and the other thing... Of course, you have to walk through the store. I saw this, and I was with my mom and her friend, and we actually all three got this.
No. Did you wear it together?
No, we did not wear it together. But it was around 4th of July, so it's red, white, and blue.
Mm,
it's very nice.
It's cute. Well,
we got to post that. I'll send it right now.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. When we come back, I mentioned this a couple days ago. Speaking of getting ready in the holidays and Thanksgiving, I'm in a quandary. We'll talk about that. Plus, a weird, weird thing coming out of spam and Frankenmeat. And Give to the Max Day. We have a lot to get to. We'll do it all. We'll mention it all, Bethany Frankel, when we come back.
Never been. You've got mail.
Turning on the air. We paid our bill, thank God.
Did we?
You know, did we? Did you?
Not, well, I guess someone did.
Someone did.
I did, but there were other things I didn't do.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
We can't do it all, can we?
Panda writes to us about the recyclable Starbucks cup.
Oh, yeah, what'd she say?
She said it is a grande size, and you save 10 cents with any reusable cup. These are the new Starbucks red cups that Alexis was mentioning a few minutes ago. Thank you, Panda. So it is a grande size. As you just heard in that promo right there, it is Give to the Max Day. And once again, we are teaming up with Alive and Kickin'. It provides seniors with the opportunity to stay connected to the community and each other, which is great socialization. They perform pop music for audiences all over the area. We've been connected to them for, my goodness, over a decade, right, Lex? Am I right on that?
It has to be. Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah,
because I know, like, musical, PD&D musical featured them, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was my first year here, and they performed last. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So
they were the best act.
That was 2014. Yeah.
2014. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because it was the year I got married. That's the only
good
reason.
Memory.
Well, I only remember because I came fresh from my honeymoon.
Oh, right.
That's the only reason I remember the specific year of that PD&D. But anyway.
Oh, I was thinking of Rock Band. I'm sorry.
No, this was musical.
I'm going to stop talking now.
No, but they were Rock Band, too.
They performed there, too.
Right. That was my first year, and it had been 2 weeks since I moved here.
No, you were right.
We're doing it to honor the cast and Michael Matthew Farrell, their fearless leader, who died of cancer a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
And so for every $50 donation, you'll get a Kick in It with My Talk t-shirt, which is so cool. It's all limited edition.
Absolutely. Donate now. Go to mytalk1071.com and use keyword,
Give?
Keyword give. Thank you. I clicked off and I was like, oh, I didn't read that word.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Spam. I saw this floating around. What is this, Lex? What are they doing?
Okay, so Spam is doing a figgy pudding flavor.
Okay.
So it's shaped like a Bundt cake, like a little, like a normal little, like, figgy pudding, I guess. But it is, think of Spam. But then add nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger, allspice, and cloves.
No. No.
So it's special, very seasonal, limited edition.
This is like telling somebody, people that are like starving, like this is special. It's like, yeah, it would be if we didn't have anything else to eat that was better, which is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Gross. This is disgusting.
Yeah. I enjoy Spam, but this does not sound enjoyable.
It looks really cool.
Does it?
I mean, just the can, you know, it's very festive. It has like some little holly and stuff. And they picked a fun font. Whoever did the graphics did a great job.
Oh, my God. It's like telling an ugly baby that their eyebrows are cute. You're concentrating on everything.
Your chin
but,
hair is really great.
Yeah. You have a great pointer finger. Yeah. Your pointer finger is real cute.
Look at that blanket, she said.
Look at that. Look at the way the baby's hair falls to the left. Yes.
Oh, boy.
You just listed the font as a positive for the figgy pudding Spam.
And you get two. That's the other thing, too.
Oh, God.
It's a two-pack.
Is this a dessert or a...
Well, they suggest putting it on a kebab skewer. Or
and then
or
what?
Or your charcuterie board. That's what they're saying. That's the best way, at least that they like to serve it or see it served. I guess you could do anything you want.
Why would you want figgy pudding on a spear?
To stab your enemies with. Well, so they'll get infected.
Well, you've seen... you've seen, you know, like sausage and like salami and stuff on a charcuterie. Or at least like... You like cut it into cubes and you
put on a skewer
on.
And then put it over a flame?
No, I guess you can if you'd like.
Cook
but
it over a flame.
Put it on.
I love how we're peppering Alexis like she works for Hormel.
Yeah, we're really blaming her as well.
We are really aggressively questioning
like,
Alexis.
Why
on this.
Is this happening?
Why?
This is why I didn't put the story on there.
So
like
disgusting.
I don't even know how to explain this, and I
Ew, David.
I don't think most people know what figgy pudding is.
What is it? It's British, right?
Yeah, it's like a sticky toffee cake, but a Bundt cake. It's a little thing. If you like figs, which I love, I love figs. So it's almost like a coffee cake in a little tiny Bundt thing. And it's like sticky toffee pudding almost.
Yeah.
But with figs. I just repeated the exact same thing over again just to try to sell you on it.
Yeah. No, we're sold.
But it's an old school thing. Are we broadcasting? Is that what you're going to ask?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel, speak for yourself. Lex is real pretty today.
Cracker Barrel it up.
She's not feeling well. She has her Cracker Barrel blouse on and she's eating Spam over a fire. On a spear. With figgy pudding.
Flavors to it.
And her good font. Her really good font. Okay, we're not done with weird meat. When we come back, Dawn's going to tell you about Franken meat. And I just have a general holiday quandary. Plus, a little bit later, the big stories of the day, including will we ever get a Big Little Lies 3? Alexis has the answer to that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Depends. A little turkey sandwich or turkey breast leftovers, whatever, yeah.
That's a pretty good answer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You can get turkey on the beach. Welcome back. I just want to be on a beach right now. Jason right? and Alexis, right? Mm-hmm. Jason and Alexis, that kind of connects to my story a little bit. We're so glad you're here. It's Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Please be careful on the roads. A little better than yesterday, but Kenny's here to keep you updated. Speaking of Kenny, don't forget, it was dropped yesterday. Don't forget to download the newest episode of Kenny and Don's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Available right now. Go to GarageLogic.com. Speaking of Don and speaking of meats, Frankenmeat. Talk to us, Don.
What?
Okay, so the FDA has approved lab-grown meat, which I've named Frankenmeat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I don't know who's going to want to eat this. It's been greenlit like a film in the United States for the first time. The company is called Upside Foods, and it's going to be able to sell chicken made from real animal cells grown in bioreactors instead of requiring the slaughter of live animals.
Okay, I was wondering if there'd be if this is actual chicken. Or like a plant-based thing, but it sounds like it's actual chicken bits. Okay.
Yeah, it is chicken, but it's grown in a petri dish.
Okay.
So they've built the startups.
Bits, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So these little startups have built like small-scale production facilities and also raised billions of dollars in venture capital funding, but they haven't been able to sell their products to the public until now. Now the FDA has approved it. And then there's just two small steps remaining for this cultivated meat to be made to the public.
I'd try it.
I would. I mean, how about we just do what we can to help farm families and get real farms? And I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not factory farms and.
Yeah. Let those. Birds run.
I know that there's like, you know, hunger around the world as well. So we're sitting here going, well, I prefer real chicken.
No. I'm not even saying that. Chicken. I'm saying just for Mother Earth.
I'm saying that because Neil Young on Stern.
Yes.
Me too.
I know. He got me thinking. He really got me thinking.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry, Dawn. Please continue.
No, I wasn't putting that on you guys. I'm saying I want real chicken. I don't want lab chicken.
Yeah.
But it's a privilege for me to say that, you know, so.
Yes.
They've been doing all kinds of like beef and all these different experiments with other meat as well. And opening up in the U.S. market is what every company in the world is trying to do. So all these startups, they're trying to do this in Upside Foods. They got it. They got it right. Good job, guys.
We need to feed people. The population of the planet just hit 8 billion. Just think about that for a couple seconds. But no, just not to leave anybody out, what Alexis and I was referring to, Stern replayed his interview with Neil Young. And Neil was, I didn't agree with everything he said. I thought he was a little, I don't know. But he was talking about getting away from factory farms. As he puts it, the big, long metal buildings you see on the side of the road. He's like, you know, in there, there's like cows on top of cows. And it's just not good for us. It's not good for the earth. And he's like, we should try to help family farms, like actual farms where the animals can go out and roam. And then I don't know. I don't want to get all into it, but that's what we were referring to. And it made me think for a second. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now look, do we have the will to do it as people? No. We want instant gratification. We want to go to the grocery store and see and have available to us everything that we want right there. You know what I mean? We want meat when we want it. We want fruit, even if it's out of season, we want it available because that's what we're used to now.
Right.
Because, you know, so.
Well, anyway. They're saying that their goal is to turn chefs onto it so that the restaurant market can, you know,
be an engine.
We can start there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have to put on the menu, this is Frankenmeat, aren't they? Because people will ask, is this Frankenmeat or is it real chicken?
they'll just have to put a little Frankenstein emoji.
Yeah, a little Frankenstein's face with wings on it. Like, it's Franken-chicken.
Yeah, yeah, sorta. It's chicken. Sorta. Sorta. I'm in a quandary. Yeah. I'm in a holiday
quandary.
Yeah,
what's going on with you?
Well, Alexis, at the top of the show, said she is uncharacteristically prepared now for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
now,
with non-perishables.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to buy the potatoes, you know, like, yeah, closer to Thanksgiving. But yes.
We share this trait that we're both procrastinators in various aspects of our life. And so bravo to Alexis. But here's the deal. Colin, we are stuck in a kind of purgatory in our house. We haven't even decorated yet. There isn't one stag visible in our home. And now we're getting to the point where we don't even know if we're going to put up anything.
Really?
I know. And Colin keeps asking me, and I don't have an answer. Because we're looking at it. We're not, now we just decided we're not going to be here for Thanksgiving. We're leaving. So we're not even going to be here.
Okay.
So, and then Christmas, there's a possibility. We usually host Christmas Day.
Yeah.
There's a possibility we may not even host Christmas Day. So it's November 17th.
Well, I mean, most people put it up after Thanksgiving.
Well, those people are wrong.
Just you're kind of like, you're actually fairly early right now, Chase.
I know, but I usually put it up really early.
Yeah, that's true. It's
just a lot of damn effort.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, totally we have a lot of stuff. We have a lot
Could
of...
Could you do like a half step into it? Like that one year when Zen was born, we just took out our vintage ceramic trees. And
yes.
I just had those out. And that felt festive, but not overdone.
I think the thing we're going to do, and plus my husband is on the bench. I'm making a sports analogy. My husband is still recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
So he can't pick up anything heavier than our French bulldog.
Then you're not doing anything.
I'm certainly not doing it. Because in our marriage vows,
that's right.
In our marriage vows, it read, you know, sickness, health, blah, blah, blah. I buy, you build.
You assemble. You know what I mean? Right, yeah. And that's part of it.
So daddy provides the financing. You provide the physical labor.
Right.
Well, my pool boy is not available. He is on the bench. He's injured. He's on the injured list. So A plus B plus C equals we may at the very least put up a tree.
Okay.
Because our tree is artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can do that
myself.
That's
all you need.
That's all we need.
Just have those just a lights tree. Sparkling and...
That's right. So, I don't know. And every night he asks me, and he should, have you made a decision? What are we going to do? Because it's like the time is ticking. Like, I still haven't decided. But I think...
It sounds to me like you're not going to do anything.
Me personally?
Yeah. Well, meaning, like, just... Decide that you guys aren't gonna do
any type of decorating.
Yeah.
No. I might put up.
I don't think saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it.
Oh no.
It sounds like you want us to convince you or something.
Maybe that's my ulterior motive was a little bit of pushing.
Yeah.
But I think the tree is we have it stored, so it is being delivered to us on Monday. I think I'm just gonna force myself to put it up on Monday without Colin. I'm going to do it all myself.
Put some music on.
Yes, put some Mariah Carey.
Drink a little rum. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You could even put on a fun little show for him. Get some like Santa boxers with the little fur at the bottom.
Okay, now you're going too far.
Take your shirt off.
You know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you met me?
Like a little headband or like a Santa hat.
Okay.
And turn that music on and just start like putting the ornaments up.
Okay.
Do a little dance for him, like rock it around the Christmas tree.
Lex, have I ever dressed up in a costume of any kind?
Well, after I forced you. You've worn a Christmas vest once, I think.
Maybe three times.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to do it at home.
It's kind of fun. You would really surprise him. He would really be like, whoa.
What's this?
I might be recovering quicker than
I know.
Because of this display of hot dance moves.
I always tell him when he gets a little frisky, I kept the nurse's instructions on the counter. So every time he gets a little frisky, I go, oop, sorry, we can't. It's right here, number 7.
Oh, man. You're buzzkill.
I know. Sorry,
number 7. He makes him work for it. That's all.
I do. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, he goes, that's not on that list. I said, oop, it is right there, number 7.
Oh, man.
It's a joy to live with me. 6:42. When we come back, the big stories of the day. Are we ever, ever going to get a Big Little Lies 3? Hmm. Alexis has that answer. Plus, Real Housewives of New York star from the new cast has quit already.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Why? We'll tell you next.
Talk app.
Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hey, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Oh, hello, random dog. How are you today? Oh, your folks feed you a really inadequate food? I'm really sorry to hear that. Maybe they should feed you Nutrisource. Yeah, you like that, don't you, Fluffy? That's right, Nutrisource is the best. They're based here in Minnesota. They have the best ingredients. They use limited ingredients. Actually, we just bought a new variety for Mr. Big in their Pure Vita variety, which is limited ingredients, fresh ingredients. If they say salmon on the bag, gosh darn it, there's salmon on that in that recipe. So try making the switch this week. Have you been waiting? Stop waiting. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Step into yet.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a.
Now the big deal.
He's colossal, stupendous.
It's massive.
It's so big you wouldn't even believe it. This is huge news.
What's so big about it?
Everything. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk and live streaming on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Time to get caught up in some of the big stories of the day. The first one, arguably. One of the biggest hits that HBO's had over the last 10 years, Big Little Lies. We had season 1. We had a season 2 based on a book. Mm-hmm, are we ever going to get a season 3, Lex?
No.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just took a drink.
We'll be right back.
I was thinking, I don't Donna think there needs to be one, but oh.
Well, with the success of the two, you know, that's always been a constant question of will it happen? And Zoe Kravitz, basically, who is one of the stars of the hit, says no because the director just passed away. What? Like, oh, gosh, when did he pass away?
Last year, ago? I believe, Lex.
Yeah.
Or maybe earlier this year.
Earlier this
yeah.
year, I believe. And so she just said, look, I think we'd all be happy about that, but we can't imagine doing it without him. And so that's kind of sad because I think we really enjoyed it. But Jean-Marc Vallée is his name. Because after his death, she just says, unfortunately, it's done.
I kind of think fortunately.
Okay. I liked the ending.
No,
I thought it made sense and it left... You know?
Yep. Well, were we questioning, now that I'm thinking about this, because I'm getting this maybe confused with another series that we watched, but were we happy with the way one ended and we were kind of questioning two? Or is this another?
We were questioning two.
Just in general, but then we ended up liking it.
I did not.
Okay.
You did not like the ending of two?
I did not like, I liked the ending, but I didn't like two overall.
Just, we didn't need it, is what you're saying.
No, I thought one was so perfect in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Tone, score, casting, writing, and a lot of that. Look, what was it, Marina Del Rey or what? Not yeah, was it? I think that's the town. Anyway, that was basically a character.
Yes,
like New York is a character in Sex and the City, and I don't blame the cast. That's all that visual element all comes from the director. And it's a personality. It creates the personality of the show. And if you don't have that guy leading you, it's not the same show.
Mm-mm.
It's just not.
Yeah.
So
So if you're thinking about that, yeah, not happening.
No. No, I wouldn't have mind. Look, that's a fun universe to play in.
Yeah.
I do like the characters. I love the characters.
And that's what I was thinking. They've already gone to season two. And if everybody else on the team is the same, but the director is such a pivotal person. So
yeah,
I get
I will miss them. It was so beautifully shot.
Yes.
Oh, God. And it, you know what it reminds? It reminds me of White Lotus. Because Mike White's tone and the way he shoots that show is to me one of my one of the things I love about it.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Big Little Lies, just the shots of
Monterey, of the California. Ocean.
Yeah, Monterey. Yeah, I mean it was just an element. Like, well, Dawn, I'll connect it back to Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
you know the way the town was, and just those. The mood setting shots.
Yes, the town is a character.
Yes.
You know, it feels alive, especially in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we did get a lot of, remember, who played the mother-in-law to
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep was amazing, but it was so, a lot of the story was focused on her trying to get the kid, and that was really, Adam Scott's character.
Yeah. Right?
Or I'm sorry, Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Was the father. Yeah. That was a lot of the focus. And I was like so frustrated with that, even though the acting was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of the actors did a great job. We had Laura Dern just in her full.
She was so good. Oh.
Just businesswoman mode where she was ruthless.
Mm-hmm. I love her so very much. Yeah. I love you, Laura Dern. Let's turn to another TV show. Real Housewives of New York. This was shocking and surprising. So, you know, they're doing a whole new, they're rebooting the show with a whole new cast.
Yep.
And it was a big fanfare at BravoCon. Seven new women. They're getting rid of everybody. Brand new cast. One of the women, Lizzie Savetsky, has already quit.
What?
Bravo said to the New York Post, after thoughtful consideration and discussion with Lizzie, we have reached the mutual conclusion that Lizzie will not be a cast member on Roni.
So
Page Six is saying that one of the reasons, and by the way, is this updated? Yeah, she posted herself that she's leaving. And I think the number one reason, and Lizzie talks about this, she was on the receiving end of a, this is a quote, I was on the receiving end of a torrent of anti-Semitic attacks.
This
continued, I realized that this path was no longer right for me and my family.
I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, here's the full state.
What's her, you know how they always say, we have an influencer, we have a beauty guru, we have, what does she do? Do we know?
She's a matchmaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a famous New York City matchmaker is who I believe.
Oh, that would have been so cool to have her
fun.
On.
Yeah.
Such a fun element. Oh.
She goes, I will not be continuing on The Real Housewives of NYC. As a proud Orthodox Jewish woman, I thought participating in the series would be a great chance to represent people like me and share my experience. Unfortunately, from the time of my announcement in the cast, I was on the receiving end of a torrent of anti-Semitic attacks. As this continued, I realized this path was no longer right for me and my family. I'm looking forward to my next chapter. Stay tuned and thank you for your support. That is disgusting.
Ugh.
And actually, on that note, a little bit later in the show, I'm going to talk about the Dave Chappelle monologue from SNL and the reaction to it, Jon Stewart's reaction, Jerry Seinfeld, and a conversation that I had with a friend of mine. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But this is just gross. Absolutely disgusting that it's so, so damn prevalent.
You know, at the same time, though, I really commend her because I can imagine the allure of being a real housewife on a show like this is very alluring, and to be able to say, look, I, for my own personal safety, my family, and for feelings that might bubble up later on, I'm done. That is pretty brave to say it, admit it, be out there, and, you know.
But what the hell is, it's rhetorical. Yeah. What the hell has happened?
I don't know. I hate it.
Jill Zarin. You know what I mean? Jill Zarin was a prominent member. Is a member of the Jewish community when the show started, and this didn't. And I'm using Jill as an example, not that she's, you know, I'm just saying. And she didn't receive a, quote, torrent of hate. What the hell is going on right now? Seriously. That people, I do know what it is. People feel that the grossest feelings and anti-Semitic and prejudiced feelings that they have because they see prominent people espousing these things, they feel that their under the couch cushion feelings can now be celebrated and trumpeted.
Yep.
That's exactly what's happening. It's gross.
These hateful people have been given a voice when normally it's just it's not acceptable.
They're usually embarrassed to feel
that. It's embarrassing.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. They've been given permission to spew this. Anyway, sorry about that, Lizzie. We would have loved seeing you on the show, but we get it. When we come back, the second hour of our show begins.